This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the plays, Tyler Milner. By the way, Tyler, I have been maybe for 30 to 45 seconds, and then I would drink. But I had been stressing over your best bets because...
Thinking about me?
I just know the Astros have been in a tough stretch, and I've been wondering. That usually coincides with your bets. And I was a little nervous.
Yeah, this week is... it's not going so swell. But the week you were gone wasn't bad at all. So we just need to pick it up.
Good. Hopefully you didn't put a lot on the Astros today.
I didn't get any in today, thankfully.
Good for you. You would have. As they get swept in Detroit, they lose 7-2 to the Tigers. And the Astros, they've now lost four in a row and 15 of their last 26, and they are still in first place. Why? Well, The Mariners are starting to struggle. They lost today as well, 11-2 in Philadelphia. So they have they've been swept by the Phillies, and now they have lost five straight. So everything remains the same in the AL West as the Astros remain with their 1.5 game lead in the West over the Mariners. And Clint, today's story was really Framber Valdez. And yes, the offense has struggled, but Framber Valdez was the real story in this game. He goes 5 innings, 7 hits, 7 earned, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, not to mention 2 wild pitches that both led to immediate runs. He struggled big time. Clint, he gave up 5 runs before he recorded an out. He didn't record an out until pitch 29. So he struggled. His ERA has gone from 2.62 to 3.32 in his last several starts. So he is really fighting it, and he just put the team in a place, Clint, where they didn't have a chance. They just didn't have a chance. You're up. It's 5-0. Not before you take the mound. 5-0 before you record it out. And you know there's just, especially the way this offense is struggling, 5-0 feels like 20-0. To be honest with you, and he didn't give him a real chance to win.
Yeah, look, we've talked about it. Whether they're in the midst of a terrible run or not, Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez have to be great down the stretch for this team to win the division, for this team to do anything and make any noise in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. And as you just highlighted right there, I mean, his last 4 starts, his ERA is heading in the wrong direction. There's also been some mental mistakes that aren't typical of Framber Valdez, just from a standpoint of not backing up the catcher. In a game where I think he gave up 3 runs, should have been 2 runs. Today it just was sloppy all over the place with several wild pitches and walks, and it was just ugly early, and I didn't see it. I was listening to Lopez and Reggie and Figgy, and it sounded like those guys, it sounded like he had let go of the rope, and it just kind of really didn't
snowballed. Yeah,
it just didn't. It was a bad look for Framber Valdez in a game versus a really good team when your team needed it the most. And not only was he not at his best, it's just that the typical Framber of where, boy, when he struggles, the nonchalant, the frustration gets the best of him a lot of the times, and it's a tough watch. So when we needed you the most, after Hunter Brown went out there and gave us a chance, expected the same thing from Framber Valdez today, and didn't get it. It was a tough watch.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Now, they did break their streak of scoreless innings, and Mauricio Dubon went deep for a two-run bomb, and that accounted for their scoring in this series. They lose 7-2. They've been outscored 40-7 in sorry, this is crazy. In the last several years, someone texted in and said, "You just can't take a team serious if they're just not going to score for three games." Listen, I don't know about that.
They were shut out in four of five. I mean, they've literally been shut out in four of their last six.
It's games. Not ideal.
And not to mention, not only have they been shut out in four of their last six games, Chaz McCormick closed the game in two of those.
Yep, he's pitched three of those.
So clearly,
the other team,
the other team was scoring at will while you couldn't seem to crack the scoreboard. So, yeah, it's been ugly, man. It's been ugly. And then, you know, when you get one of your two aces that you are heavily dependent on doesn't have a good day, it hurts, no question.
Now, as we said, the Phillies really helped out the Astros with their sweep of the Mariners, so you still have a lead in the division. And Clint, you kind of talked about it a bit, we've talked about it, looking at the schedule, these next seven are games in which the Astros should take advantage of, right? They're going to head to Baltimore. That's where they are next. They got a four-game series against, record-wise, one of the worst teams in baseball. Now, they still got some dudes over there, right? They still got some guys over there, but you still should handle them. They have really struggled, especially pitching this year. They've really struggled. And you got Jason Alexander, who is pretty well. Lance is going to make his return after missing about a month on Friday. Christian Javier, it's good to see that he is still in the rotation after he got sick after his three innings where he allowed one run and had to come out. And then Sean Dubin, he let go of several ropes after he came into the game and just blew that one open. And then Spencer Arrighetti is back on the mound on Sunday. But this is critical. You play them, and then you play the sorry-ass Rockies, who I assure you, I have watched them multiple times. They don't appear to be really trying.
Oh, my God.
They get their ass kicked, and they stay down. So that's another three games where you should have some really good success. And after these seven games, I feel like people will feel a little bit better if they play the way they should. They'll feel a little bit better about what they're doing. If they struggle against this group, and they come out here in a losing record, they go 3-4 or something in the seven game stretch, then I think maybe some alarm going.
Well, I mean, this is a real opportunity for the Astros to pad the lead in the division if they so choose and give themselves a little bit of grace, because you know that last 20 game run they finished with the Angels and the A's, and so there's plenty of opportunity there. But you've got the Rangers twice, the Mariners once. There's a lot of head to head action there with teams that are chasing you, and I'd much rather the Astros do that with a 3 or 4 game lead in the division instead of a 1.5 game lead in the division. The Mariners are doing their part now. I just need the Astros to do theirs. Like you said, the opponents, the Orioles, although they've been better of late. The Orioles and the Rockies are two teams that they should be able to stack on in a couple of games on the lead in this division.
Yeah, so
especially
we'll see.
Given the Mariners are getting just thumped.
Yeah, we'll see what happens the rest of the way. But this is a big advantage these next seven games, and it starts on the road coming up against the Baltimore Orioles.
Say goodnight to the Astros.
clock fire.
All right. Today was the last practice here in Houston. They're going to head to Detroit as they will have, I think, probably, Clint, the most important practice left for guys on the bubble. The joint practice, we'll see what happens in the game coming up. They'll get a lot of opportunities there. But this joint practice is huge for them as they'll take on the Lions. They head up there. Clint and Tyler, this is what D'Amico had to say in terms of what he's looking for in Detroit.
And we're really excited to get to Detroit and go against the Lions. We talked about all week. It's just, it'd be a great opportunity for us to go and compete against a really good football team, competitive team, looking to see where we stack up versus this team. So very excited to get to work.
I would have gladly traded, and I wasn't here, but I would have gladly traded to be able to see the joint practice between the Lions and the Texans, as opposed to the Lions or the Panthers and the Texans.
By the kneecap.
That is going to be a lot of fun, Clint. Now, obviously, they got a new OC, but that is going to be one of the top offenses in football going up against what we believe to be one of the top defenses in football, and that is going to be a big, big thing to watch. I think even more than the offense, with which we've watched more and talked more about with CJ Stroud and company. But this is going to be fun to see, you know, St. Brown and Williams and the backs that they have in Montgomery and Gibbs and that offensive line, to see what this defense looks like against them. That's going to be a real fun joint practice.
Yeah, it'll be a hell of a time. Now, you want to talk about the Texans and how rough it's been with our defense on our tackles in particular, but on the pass protection side of things. Look, you go up to Detroit, it's not quite what we've got coming off the edges, but it's a really good defensive front. And so I would love to watch that right there. I think it's going to tell you a lot about our offense. And then, you know, you look at Detroit's offensive line, and their brand of football offensively, they're one of the more physical groups. What is our defense, who can definitely get after the passer? What do they look like when they start getting hit in the mouth? I'd like to see that as well. I don't think we're going to see much of it on Saturday.
No.
Even though this new – it is strange the way – you know, there used to be almost a formula where – or not a formula, but a standard where every NFL team approached every preseason game – the same. And I mean, you look at preseason game one, some teams played players, some teams didn't play any starters. And then preseason two, some of them played, some of them didn't play, some of them did. I mean, the Buffalo game, they didn't play. They played two starters, and the only two starters, one on offense, one on defense, was because those guys had missed a bunch of practice due to injuries, right? On the other side of the ball, Chicago played damn near every one of their starters. So, I don't know what to expect.
Used to be a half, too, that teams played in. And most teams aren't even playing that long either.
Well, you look at it, and the interesting thing is if you – the preseason, what does it mean? How does it affect your team? Typically, it's you know, coaches say, man, it's about getting to the season kind of deal. You listen to them in Buffalo after getting just thumped by the Bears, and their coach wasn't happy about it. I mean, he was openly not happy about it. So, I don't know. My point, overall point, is just I don't know exactly how the NFL – teams across the league are going to approach this third preseason game, because you've got 2 weeks off before the first game of the season. And so how do they approach this game? We'll see. But I doubt we're going to see too much of the ones, if any, in that game. So the joint practice would be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, it does seem like the joint practices have changed preseason games. Like it feels like the teams are feeling like they are getting enough out of joint practices that those are like the preseason games. Because like it used to be that, hey, man, these guys are going to play a half.
Yeah.
That is not happening. Hell, you know, Buffalo did it that way. Hell, even Houston, I mean, they didn't – I mean, CJ and them didn't play the entire quarter. Like, that game out of Bryce – Andy Dalton came in pretty quick after Bryce sat down. I know the Chiefs didn't play any of their major starters in – they played them all in game one, but didn't play them at all in game two. So it is an interesting deal of it. But I cannot wait to see and hear the reports. Most of the reports that we will get coming out of that joint practice.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it.
We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And to see how, like, how Ursary does against some of those guys, I cannot wait to see. I mean, that Will Anderson Sewell matchup on the outside, I can't wait to see what that looks like when those two, you know, get matched up rushing the passer. So they'll head to Detroit. Should be a fun joint practice. We'll talk about tomorrow.
Take your other kneecap.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Lamar Jackson. I was a little nervous. We were writing prep, like, hey, Lamar Jackson left with some sort of a right hand injury and issue there. Reports are now that he is fine after a foot stepped on him in his hand at Ravens practice. He is fine after getting stepped on in Wednesday's practice. A team spokesperson said Jackson, two-time MVP, was inadvertently knocked to the ground at about the 90-minute mark in practice. He stayed on the field to throw a couple more passes before heading into the facility about 40 minutes early with the team doctor and trainer. Before walking off the field, it appeared that Jackson was flexing his wrist. Now they are saying he is fine. He may not play another down to week one.
Yeah, you start messing with a quarterback's hand and wrist and his throwing hand and wrist, boy, it gets awfully hairy. And when you're as important as Lamar Jackson is, I've said it many a time. I mean, if we're being honest about it, as long as he stays healthy for the majority of the season, he's hard to beat as the MVP. The production that he puts out there, the fear he strikes into opponents, and you start playing with his right hand and his right wrist 2 weeks before kickoff to the season.
Yeah,
that'll get you in backup mode real quick.
Yeah. So good. I'm glad. That would be awful. Terrible. That'd be terrible for I think for football fans of the league, I can sense that there are probably some Texans fans that that they'd be all right with it. But no, I'd like to see the best guys be able to roll out there. Does he need this as much as anybody? Does he need to get to a Super Bowl? Is he the number one player that needs?
You're guessing wrong. You know me, man. You know my take on that, man. I mean, he needs.
This is a big season.
He needs to compete for one, man. I mean, he needs to the way they've built that team and who he is and the respect he gets. They need to compete for a Super Bowl every year. He needs to stay in the. He needs to stay in that conversation and keep his team in that conversation of the best quarterback in the league and real Super Bowl contenders year in, year out. I mean, that's
Of the big four, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and him, probably the top. I think most people with the big four.
I think they all need it. Other than Mahomes.
But I think all of them, they all need it. But it feels like the other three have that doesn't seem like it comes down as hard on them because Lamar's postseason performances have at times been a lot worse. And like you know, he's got more MVPs than Josh. But a lot of people really view Josh's postseasons not because of him.
Yep.
Joe's been to the Super Bowl, and then there's obviously Mahomes.
Well, and then look, let's be honest. There's a different approach to playing the quarterback position with Lamar Jackson, and until that guy wins one, there's always going to be doubters, fair, foul, or however you want to couch it. And so, to get the credit that he deserves, and I think ultimately deserves regardless, to get it immediately – go win you a Super Bowl, and then it'll squash any doubters.
Found out apparently, maybe important people are listening to the drive.
Oh hell!
Important people are listening to the drive because maybe there's some changes we're starting to see because of us. Dog man, that's why we're number 20th. Marconi baby, that's us. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Did want to update Taylor Trammell, another who's clearly passed Chaz on the depth chart. Taylor Trammell, according to Matt Carahara, was getting looked at for his back and his neck and is going to be checked for...
For his what? What happened?
I'm not switching it. I'm keeping it as what it says. His back and his neck. Not the reverse.
Not his neck and his back?
No. No, Kaya.
Something else in his crack?
Yeah.
Fuck to and spit on that thing.
His back and his neck. Concussion. Getting looked at as for a concussion, too.
Someone's not licking him, are they?
Now, they did say they do expect him to travel... to Baltimore with them, but we'll see, man. That young man got toe up. Well, I saw he could not take steps. They had to bring the cart out. Dead a piece right there. Hopefully he's all right. As he took a
and Chaz can get some run now.
We'll see who they call up.
No,
they may try. They might call Bryce up, see if he can play in center. that's not far off. But that is the latest there. Hopefully he's all right because he did. He took a couple of shots. I thought maybe he – you ain't lying about it. You ain't lying about Chaz. Come on, man. Hey, man. That man overran that ball yesterday and did that – I mean,
backflop.
Yeah, it did. Like it.
Right after Jesus Sanchez did it in right
field. Oh, my God. Well, at least he caught it his.
Yeah, at least he caught it his.
But his feet came off the ground. Like, he looked like the Undertaker had just jumped over the ropes with a clothesline and took his ass off his feet. But he still made the catch. His back was hurting clearly. And you thought maybe, you know, with the rotation of outfielders they have, maybe he'll grab a day off. Nah, maybe he went right back in there.
Right back to center field. Ain't no way in hell Chaz getting in there.
Hey, Chaz said, that wouldn't have been me, man. I'd have played that off the wall.
I'd have caught the one yesterday without back flopping.
Yeah, he would have. I think Altuve may have. But But no, man, that is the latest on Taylor Trammell. Hopefully he is all right. All right, Clint. Jonathan Alexander, he let it be known that the Texans, they're in regular season mode. So we, as in everyone's, going to be limited on how they can report what's going on at practice. Can't reveal lineups, but he'll let people know who has stood out. That's according to the Texans' policies right now. And Clint, you think this is because of your greatness?
Yeah,
as a radio host here on National Radio Day.
Well, look, right? I want to apologize to all the other my fellow media members out there. We put some detailed segments out there Monday and Tuesday this week, and I think yeah, I know. Obviously, you don't, D'Amico. I think D'Amico and Nick and the brass over there with Houston probably listened to it and said, "Man, we got to put a stop to this." Man.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
We have got to put a stop to this, and so I apologize, man. I mean, you know, it seems like a direct response. And look, this is in season policy. Apparently, a lot of teams around the league put these kind of restrictions on their media, and don't want certain things getting out. The play by play stuff. You know, that's on Twitter. No more of that.
Every week, though.
No more of, you know, who ran with the ones, who ran with the twos kind of deal. And, I mean, I can't help but think, you know, everything we hit Monday and Tuesday, Ron, before you got back here, man, was addressed in today's in what Jonathan's talking about, man.
Holy cow.
Let me ask you this on a serious note, because you have
Hell, I'm being dead serious.
Oh, seems pretty.
I mean,
serious.
Tyler, we put out some stuff. We put out some serious. We were spitting fire them last couple days. Now
we had folks around H-Town shooketh.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know. Guess no more of that, boys.
Shooketh.
What do you think? I mean, because what do you think, Jonathan and them? What do you think they're going? What are they going to report now?
DJ's just not going.
Guys, 6:10 to talk about on the radio.
Well, I mean, seriously, if you can't.
I saw DJ said he's not going to make it to Detroit. He said, but you can go check somebody else's tweets.
Well, they're not. I mean, but those people can't tweet about it.
Oh, the Lions people?
I guess you could follow their media.
Get out!
Might be.
Is that what he's saying?
No, he's saying there's somebody else that's going to go in his place.
Oh, I got you.
Get out!
He's not going to be able to make it. I'm joking. He may have a previous thing. I'm just saying he ain't going now after this. He's out.
That is interesting, though. Like, if I can't say, hey, man, first play a team here, you know, Nico Collins caught a slant for about 15 yards. Second play, run was stuffed.
And they say,
can't say, hey, man, Ursary is running with the ones.
No.
I mean, what are you observing?
No.
You can observe it, you just can't say it.
Keep it to yourself, son.
Report it.
Yeah, you never played the quiet game in school?
You know what is going to be funny? You know what's going
to
be funny?
Your job is not to observe things.
You know what's going to be funny?
It is now, son.
You know what's going to be funny? It's to see how guys word things to get around it.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Hey, Ariante Ursary had a great day blocking for C.J. Stroud.
We don't like that.
Yeah, great day blocking for C.J. Stroud.
Hey, Cam Robinson spent the whole day blocking for Mills.
Yeah, didn't see him a lot with Mills, but a great job.
Yeah, no, I could understand. We were talking about this earlier. Like, I, being a former player, watching through the former player lens, like, I can see where I could watch practice and see the different defenses and some different concepts of what they're doing and kind of dig into the quarterback-specific stuff and kind of get around the, hey, man, who's starting on the offensive line? Biggest question in Houston right now.
Yeah.
Like, but if you don't have the ability, like, from a reporter standpoint, if you don't have the ability to do that, what the hell are you going to report on?
Better figure it out quick.
I mean, it's nothing. I mean, obviously, is that typically how it is in the regular season?
I don't remember it being that way.
This is the first time.
That's what I was going to ask you. Seriously, You played for, I don't know, I would imagine Bill Parcells seems to be paranoid to me in situations like that. Was he really serious about stuff like that? I know Jimmy Johnson. Well, I remember Jimmy.
We didn't have Twitter play-by-play at that time. So, yeah. I mean, it was different.
But you had the paper.
Nothing was instant. Like, I mean, even in the newspaper, I mean, nobody was, not that I recall, was like people were writing articles that came out later that night that was like, hey, play one and team period one, play number one was a five-yard pass. Like, I don't think that was ever a thing.
Somebody should have.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have been some in-depth stuff going on. But yeah, no, I don't think that was ever a problem.
And maybe it was much more of an understanding too.
But. Yeah,
quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just it seems like that's going to impact. It seems like that's going to impact the ability of like make the job of a reporter extremely difficult. I don't know though. I'm not. Maybe I'm. I guess I'm.
No, you're right on it.
Yeah. I mean, it feels aggressive.
I don't know. Report for a reporter, you know.
I can understand plays, videos.
I can understand the video because evidence out there and coaches.
Jimmy Johnson swears up and down he picked up something from Thurman Thomas watching.
Right.
Video.
Right. So you don't want, to me right now, if you're D'Amico and Nick, like I don't want anybody filming Ariante Ursary playing left or right tackle and picking up tendencies.
Yeah.
Picking up weaknesses. Like, but, I don't want that. But I like the positioning and like the hey, Damian Pierce ran for 2 yards in the second play and then CJ Stroud missed Nico Collins on a go route in the third play. Like, I don't get all that.
They say no.
Let me ask you this. As a former player who's been around and as a quarterback who's been around game plans, what would be the advantage or significance in the Rams not knowing which tackle, who are going to be the tackles? I think they're in their mind, they've got to have a guess of Ursary, Titus, and Cam Robinson. But what would be the advantage of the Texans kind of surprising them?
Well, I think the advantage would be cutting their work in half. Like right now, if you're preparing week one for the Texans, you've got to go watch, in terms of like in depth, which I don't know if it's necessary, but like in depth, like you've got to go watch Ingram and figure out if Ingram's going to start at right guard, what's, if I'm a D lineman, what's his tendencies? I got to go watch Juice Scruggs. What's that look like? I got to go watch Titus Howard. What's that look like? That's just at right guard. That's just for your interior defensive line. And so now if you go to tackle, and we're out here, like Nick Caserio said yesterday, man, we got five real tackles. So I've got to go prepare as if I'm going to play five real tackles because I don't know who the hell is going to be my right tackle. Like right now, if you look at the Texans, there could be four different guys play right tackle. I mean, obviously Trent Brown's out of the mix. There could be three different guys play right tackle. There could be two to play left tackle, and you're probably narrowing that down to Cam Robinson anyway. So to me, the advantage would be gained by all of, people reporting like, nah, man, Ed Ingram's a right guard. Titus Howard's a right tackle. And Cam Robinson is a backup left tackle right now because Ariante Ursary's getting all the run.
Yeah.
Like that, to me, that when you're really narrowing down the work that they have to do to scout you if somebody is that dialed in. Now, I don't know about August the 20th. Before the third preseason game, how many teams are putting a lot of stock in that?
Because they're going to have 2 weeks to get themselves ready.
Cam's been back one day.
Yeah, I was going to say they're going to have 2 weeks before the first game starts.
So I don't know. I mean, I would guess that's the only that's the thought is because again, we're not talking about film. The film part of it, I could totally understand. Like I totally get that. Yeah. I can't believe they let folks film what they film. I mean, just from a sake of an injury standpoint or practicing, not practicing or limping or not limping. So that part of it, but boy, it's aggressive.
All right, T-Mill's best bet's coming up.
My bad, Josh. I shouldn't have put them segments together so good, man.
You
killed
it. You did it for everybody. You owe everybody something. Yeah. T-Mill's best bet's coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into the draft to the drive or the draft, whatever.
We've been there before. From the draft.
That's right. Let's say that. Welcome back to.
Man, we was at that big draft. We was at the only one that's mattered, man.
That's right, man. CJ and
Will. I guess they all matter. Now, I guess pretty good players, but man, the big one.
CJ and Will, the game changer.
CJ and Will.
There it is. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as they get you prepared for the joint practice in Detroit, as they will take on the Lions, and then preseason game coming up. Hear from Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
DC. And,
Texas kid, former Aggie. I guess you're never former. The Aggie.
Always an Aggie. You're a former student.
Thank you. Former student, former player. Always at Aggie. Dan Campbell, so stay tuned for that. Also, Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago rolling through after the fellas get done with Texans All Access. They'll have it until 11. I'm sure they will talk about Framber's start today and the Astros as they are struggling to score runs and win games here of late. They've lost four in a row. If you've missed it, they lost 7-2 today to the Tigers. Indeed, they do get swept by Detroit, but good news, Philadelphia swept the Mariners. They win today 11-2, so they remain a game and a half up in the AL West. So that's the latest there, and you'll, I'm sure, catch a lot about the Astros coming up from Area 45 starting at 7 o'clock after Texans All Access. And then T-Mill's Best Bets coming up as well, as we'll make the people some money. All right? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling nasty. I'm feeling good. And he feels it in his plums. I feel it in my loins. You're going to make some money today. By the way, coming back from Turks and Caicos, had a good time until Hurricane Aaron just stopped everything. And made us stay late longer and all the stuff we had to deal with. But, fellas, I'm telling you, I'm 41 years old. I got three kids.
Come at you. You're a man. You're 41.
I got jobs. As you know, Clint, we're in a situation where it just ain't worth it.
That's right.
It just ain't worth it to get after it like we used to. It's not worth it to...
What?
To get into fights. It's not worth
fights.
It to...
Like, man, never stop getting after it like you used to.
Trust me. Even you're in on the backside of that.
Yeah. I was throwing up a couple of weeks ago, but it ain't worth it for a guy like Clint to go walking down people to try
in the streets
to turn
while.
Out to bait them to say something else about issues he's one had. More. Just need one more word.
One more fumble comment.
Just one more and walk him down to find it. I got past that. But I am certain my next fight, if it does occur, and again, as I said, I am not looking for it.
Hoping it never comes.
I'm too old and I got too much to lose. But that damn thing, it's going to happen on an airplane.
What is it on an airplane?
Ass hats on a plane.
And in my mind, it's probably one of the safer spots. Other parts with fighting is, you know, right now it's dudes ain't just trying to throw hands. They throw in other stuff. And on a plane, probably got a good spot to be safe to for it's just hands, right? Especially if you go through security. But. These people who when that plane gets up to that gate and it stops and we know, all right, seatbelt sign has come off, we're about to get off. Those sons of bitches who act like they're the only one that has to get off the plane. I even try to tell myself, well, maybe they're connected.
Have you seen my shirt?
No.
I'm probably going to wear it tomorrow.
Okay, it is.
I'll send you a pic. You'll love it based off this conversation.
Because I've gone to the point of talking loudly, like I'm talking to Courtney, but I'm talking loudly so you can hear. I mean, like I will do this. And some of it is my ears are popping, so I'm loud anyway. But I'm like, So I guess they're the only people who got to get off. Because, see, I had this done to me twice recently. They go, get up. Because some people just will slide in. I'm talking people coming from behind. They get up, grab their suitcase, put it in the aisle.
Like, so you ain't there.
Like, I can't get out. So now I can't get out. Right. And then we had people walking up. That thing came up walking up. And I'm just like, oh, I guess we the only ones. You don't, you got to get off the plane. So, oh, it just stings me.
I'm a loud talker too.
It stings me. I'm just like, so you got to, oh, you're the only one who need to get off. Hell, I got to pee. I'm ready to get off too. My knee hurts. I'm cool with you. The guy that stands up, got to stretch my legs.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. In your area, in your zone.
I can't believe, I got to say it. This tramp, she got up and took her suitcase down and her friend walked it up and set it right down the aisle. I can't get my leg out. I can't do nothing. And just stood there. Now, I can't even really stand up to stretch out if I want to, because I might take them out. Or so, oh, I mean, I'm staring a hole in them. And I'm having to turn to talk to Courtney, but I'm staring a hole in them.
I'm getting more bold.
It really pisses me off.
Oh, I'm with you.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. Do you think you're the only one who wants to get off?
There's nothing more frustrating in an airport or an airplane than that right there, in my opinion. Nothing. Absolutely
nothing. Oh, my God.
I got to where I learned how to, during a flight, you know, you learn how to get that. If you're on the aisle, you get that arm up.
Yeah.
And it's before they ever stop the plane, get that leg out now. Get that leg out now, boy. And then, hey, look here. Now you got to go through my leg. Now you've got to initiate
some physical contact.
Well, I mean, not because most time it's women. Let's be honest. It's usually women that are doing it. And then you really can't, all you can do is jabber at them anyway. But now you got to be real bold and go through my knee now, right? And then let it be one where they done snuck up behind you and you're in the seat, right? And it's like, hey, Ron, I give him this number right here. I'm sitting down, I look up at him like, hey, I need to stand up right quick. I got to get my bag. I need to stand up right quick. Oh, excuse me. They backpedal a little bit.
It is. And I don't even try to prepare myself for it to happen. I'm just pissed waiting for it. I'm just waiting. Boy, when that broad walked that suitcase up, that's one of the first times.
You're a real piece of crap human being, man.
I've seen
no question.
Like and again, I'm like, hey man, I'm 11. You're 13. Wait, I'm first. Like, oh my God, Doug. Like, I mean.
You know what my go-to line under my breath is? By the way, I'm not a fan of passive-aggressive behavior except for when on a plane and these assets are doing this. My great-grandma taught me better. Address a problem like a real man with a man you got a problem with. But my go-to line lately is, as they're going by acting like their asshat self, I say, man, your time must be more important than mine.
It must be.
You better say it louder than
must
that.
Be.
They hear it, dirty. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Here's what got me. This is the best one I've ever had. And this wasn't a plane. But same concept. Security line going in. This gal who clearly thought she was more important than everybody. And her husband and a kid, right? I'm talking about no, nobody in security leading them anything. They're just walking right by all of us through the line, right? And she gets to the front and said, we've got to the machines where they're putting stuff in the deal. His mother just passed away in a car accident. We got to catch a flight.
Good.
And so, of course, the security guy's like, well, damn, like, okay, let me, and everybody around is like, okay, go up there. That heifer and that dude are sitting waiting on the same plane I got on.
POS, said, man.
You just used, and I don't even know if mama really passed away, but you just came up with all that to come sit in the same lobby that I was sitting in, waiting on the same plane?
Same folks not returning the shopping carts, bro.
You had them shopping carts.
Well, that pisses me off. All right, Tyler. I'm sorry, oh, Tyler. That's on me, man. Best bets. Can you post them? Post them. Follow.
Yeah.
At T-Mill, Real Deal. Almost. Did I mess that up? I feel like I've left something out.
No, you nailed that. T-Mail real deal.
Yeah, check it out. He's got his best bets. That boy, that irks me to high heaven.
And follow my tweets at T-Mail real follow deal all weekend, because it's about to get real weird.
What's going to happen? That lady going to church who had that silver hardcover suitcase. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm with you on this, man. I love the passion, man. There's nothing worse. You are a real POS human being.
I hope you got stuck there.
Hope her zipper got undone and stuck.
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
Ooh, bye. All right, coming up behind us again, Texans All Access, and then Area 45. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. Good to be back. I am Ron the Show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.